ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। तस्मानरो संग सुसंग जाता तस्मानरो संग सुसंग
जाता
ज्ञानासिने हैव विवृग्न मोहा ज्ञानासिने हैव विवृग्न मोहा हरिं तदिह कथा न श्रुताभ्यं हरिं तदिह कथा न श्रुताभ्यं लब्धास्मितीर्यति अतिपराम् अद्वनः लब्धास्मितीर्यति अतिपराम् अद्वनः तस्मानरो संग सुसंग जाता तस्मानरो संग सुसंग जाता जानासि नेहैव विवृग्न मोहा ज्ञानासि नेहैव विवृग्न मोहा हरिं तदिह कदा न श्रुताभ्यं हरिं तदिह कथा न श्रुताभ्यं लब्धास्मितीर्यति अतिपराम् अद्वनः लब्धास्मितीर्यति अतिपराम् अद्वनः वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन तस्मात् फॉर दिस रीजन नरा एवरी पर्सन असंग बाय डिटैचमेंट फ्रॉम द एसोसिएशन ऑफ वर्ल्डली पीपल सुसंग बाय द एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज जाता प्रोड्यूस्ड ज्ञान असिना by the sword of knowledge iha in this material world eva even vibhirgna moha whose illusion is completely cut to pieces harim the supreme personality of godhead tat iha of his activities kathana srutabhyam by the two process of hearing and chanting labdha smriti the lost consciousness is regained yati achieves atiparam the ultimate end advanaha of the path back to home back to Godhead Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Please listen carefully. It's a very important verse and very important and even applicable to all of us. Simply by associating with exalted devotees, anyone can attain perfection of knowledge, and with the sword of knowledge can cut to pieces the illusory association within this material world. Through the association of devotees, one can engage in the service of the Lord by hearing and chanting Shravanam Kirtanam. Thus, one can revive his dormant Krishna consciousness, and sticking to the cultivation to Krishna consciousness, return home back to Godhead even in this life. Purport: to become liberated from material bondage, one must give up the association of worldly people and accept the association of devotees. Positive and negative processes are mentioned in this regard. Through the association of devotees, one develops Krishna consciousness, which is dormant within. This Krishna conscious movement is giving this chance to everyone. We are giving shelter to everyone who is serious about progressing in Krishna consciousness. We arrange for the lodging and board so that they can peacefully cultivate Krishna consciousness and return home back to Godhead even in this life. Om Ajnana Timarantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitamena Tasmai Shri Guru Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahi Tadati Svayam. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadhi Gaura Bhakta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. This verse 16, it has to be understood with reference to the previous verses 14 and 15. Then we can really understand the substance well. Yeah? So we are reading this verse in conjunction with the previous verse, and then we can understand better. So quickly we'll see, because it's like a set, it gives a theme. Let us see what the theme is. Okay, very quickly. Very quickly. 14 tells, in my previous birth, Jada Bharat is saying, I was known as Maharaj Bharata. I attained perfection by becoming completely detached from the material activities through direct experience. And through indirect experience, I received understanding from the Vedas. I was fully engaged in the service of the Lord. But due to my misfortune, I became very affectionate to a small deer. So much so that I neglected my spiritual duties. Due to my deep affection for the deer, in my next life, I had to accept the body of a deer. Text number 15. My dear heroic king is addressing to Raghuguna. Due to my past sincere service to the Lord, I could remember everything of my past life, even while in the body of a deer. Because I was aware of the fall down in my past life, I always keep myself separate from the association of ordinary men. Being afraid of the bad materialistic association, I wander alone, unnoticed by others. And in this verse, simply by associating the exalted devotees, anyone can attain perfection of knowledge, and with the sword of knowledge can cut to pieces the illusory association within the material world. Through the association of devotees, one can engage in the service of the Lord by hearing and chanting Shravanam Kirtanam. Thus, one can revive his dormant Krishna consciousness, and sticking to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, return home back to Godhead, even in this life. So, before we even go, so what's happening is, in the text number 14 and 15, Jada Bharat, previously known as Maharaj Bharat, is telling his fall down story, how he has fallen down from very high consciousness, from human being he became an animal. And then, even in the body of an animal, deer, he was able to remember the Supreme Lord by the grace of the Lord. And then, how in the following birth, he became Jadabharat and he was conversing with King Raghuguna. We have to discuss a few points before even we approach the topic. Yeah? So the point is about the characteristics of Jadabharat, so that we understand him and what he is trying to say. And then we are trying to know the context, this 14, 15 and 16, in terms of what Jadabharat is trying to say. The series of events leading to that. Why someone is disclosing the personal life? Here, Jadabharat is talking about his fall down. The fall down of a devotee is not a very, very, very nice thing to talk about. Yeah? It's or a difficult time. One is going through a difficult time. Or one is going through a turbulent time. It's very difficult to express that to someone. And that too, to openly talk, being unembarrassed. This is very, very high level of consciousness. Even sometimes we do a mistake, we don't want to talk to others about a mistake. We try to hide it off. But this is a personal fall down. It's being explained, not publicly, privately, to a person, confessing. Because a person is asking. So it's a very, very deep phenomena. We have to understand what's going on. Here, see, Jadabharat was following a lifestyle of avadhut. Renounced order of life, you can say. Which means, he's totally disconnected from the material world. He's aloof from the material world. He was living a life of loneliness. A life of deaf and mute. Speechlessness. Not talking to others. He was adopting that. But although, on one hand, he followed this life of deafness and mute, deaf and dumb attitude. He was following that. He was appearing to be following. But on the other hand, he was not completely aloof. His isolation from the material world is not total isolation. His isolation is part or little bit not complete. Yeah? Why we say that? Because here, he has taken a vow that he is not going to talk to another person. And he is not going to associate with the materialistic people. But here, we see that Jadabharat has broken his vow of deaf and dumb. And he is talking to King Raghuguna, who is a materialistic person. How do we know that? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not associating with King Prataprudra because he was a king. A king has got a paraphernalia for enjoyment. All the time he is with his servants, with his opulence, and therefore the chances of his being very serious in Krishna consciousness is very weak, very rare. Yeah? Because he is surrounded by opulence. So that kind of king, kingly life is known as materialistic life. And he has taken, Jadabharat he has seen, and we have discussed or we have seen in the previous verse 15, he is saying that, I want to avoid our materialistic association. But although on one hand, he has taken a vow that he is not going to talk to the materialistic person, but yet he broke from his inert nature. And he is speaking to the king. Why does he do that? In the past, when the Kali worshippers, when they attacked Jadabharat, he did not talk to them. He did not preach to them. But here, Jadabharat is came out of his nature, inert nature, of his isolation, to talk to King Raghuguna. Because a devotee, when he gets a preaching opportunity, he comes out of his environment. His comfort nurture. And he talks. Like we see all these brahmacharis and all that. When we sell or when they go for selling books, they go out of that comfort nature. This is because it's a pleasure for the devotees to preach and to talk about Krishna consciousness, to give the science of Krishna consciousness, the difference between body and soul to others. And therefore, you see that Jada Bharat is coming out and talking to Raghuguna. Not only that, the other point is that he's glorifying the devotees. How come a person who does not want the association is glorifying the association of devotees in this verse number 16? He says that how one should practice Krishna consciousness in the association of devotees through Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing and chanting, which is the basic process. This is our basic fundamental process of Krishna consciousness. One must hear and chant the holy name. And he says that to Raghuguna. Yeah? So, the Jada Bharat here is following not total isolation from the material world. He's trying to avoid materialistic person who's trying to hamper him from devotional service. But on the other hand, if he finds a person who is conducive to Krishna consciousness, then he does not mind breaking his silence, breaking his vow to talk to people. So this is the attitude of Jada Bharat we see here. In the previous time, with the Kali worshippers, he did not come to his rescue. He kept quiet. He did not speak. Because when it comes to his own body, he did not protect himself. Look at his high nature. But when it comes to Krishna consciousness, he broke his silence. He broke his vow. High level of preaching caliber from Jada Bharat, we have to understand. So, here we talk about a partial isolation of Jada Bharat. But there are some spiritual sects where they totally isolate from the material nature. This is what they do. They want to merge with the impersonal aspects of the Lord. The Lord has got three aspects. Personal, and impersonal, and Paramatma aspect. But people want to merge into the aspect, and that is that is not encouraged by the devotees. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they say that Kaivalya Naragayate. That means the merging of a self, of a person, into the existence of the Lord is like a hellish type of a environment wherein one will suffer that. It is not a conducive atmosphere for devotees who wants to always chant and be in the association of devotees. Okay. Now, to understand this 14, 15 and 16, let us see the series of events which or why Jada Bharat is talking about his personal life. Say, if I meet someone on the road, I am not going to discuss my private life. I will not tell them, 5 years back I was smoking, 10 years back I was drinking beer. I am not going to tell them. Why will I tell them? But this is exact scenario. He meets Raghuguna and conversation starts. They start conversing with each other and eventually he's going to talk about his fall down, his personal life to a devotee. Let us see the series of events, okay, leading to that. Chapter 10 starts with King Raghuguna chastising Jada Bharata because he was erratically carrying the palanquin, as all of you know that. We'll keep it very brief, okay? I'm not dwelling on the third object. We are trying to understand the flow and then we move on. Erratically, he was carrying the palanquin. For some of you who are not following or you are not attending Srimad Bhagavatam on a day-to-day basis, this may help. So this particular person, Jada Bharat, who was a king in his previous birth, King Bharat, he was a king. Now he has become Jada Bharat after becoming a deer, a brahmana now. He was carrying the palanquin of the king, Raghuguna, erratically because he wants to try to avoid stamping on a living entity, the insects and the ants. And therefore, the palanquin was moving disproportionately. not in line with what the king wanted. And the king got upset. Therefore, he was chastising the Brahmana with heavy words, with insulting words. Although Jadabharat was fat, heavy and young, the king told him, "You are thin, that's why you're not carrying. You are very old, maybe you're struggling. You are very thin." And things like that, you know. "And you look like to be, you know, very old," and things like that. So, in an insulting, sarcastic way, you don't mean it, but you mean it to upset person, deliberately. So, this kind of attitude the king was showing to Jadabharata, sarcastic, throwing words, insulting words on someone to annoy him. But on the contrary, Jadabharata, who was on a very, very high platform, did not get upset. He was explaining to the king, "King, listen, you are talking on a bodily platform. I am already a self-realized person. I am beyond the bodily concept. It does not matter to me because I am away from it. I don't think this body is mine because it's just like a dress for me. I am all the time acting on the soul, platform of the soul, and therefore it doesn't worry to me what you're saying. I'm beyond that. I'm living a lifestyle of avadhut. I'm isolated from this material world. I'm totally disconnected from people. And therefore, I'm not acting on the bodily platform, unlike you. You are acting on the bodily platform. And therefore, that is why you are feeling pain and pleasure." He was bold enough to tell the king that because of this attitude of yours, acting on the bodily platform, all the time engrossed with your body, and therefore you will feel the pain and the pleasure of the body. Then, having this philosophical disclosure of Jadabharata, King Raghuguna immediately realized, because the king had some piety in him. Therefore, he is able to absorb the words of Jadabharata and immediately recognized that he is a very, very elevated spiritual person. Therefore, what did he do? He jumped out of his palanquin, the king being carried in the palanquin. He jumped out and he offered his obeisances to the Brahmana. The Brahmana was not bothered. Then, he considered the king, considered the Brahmana as a guru, as a spiritual master. Then he approached him and he said, "Oh sir, you said that the body is free from pleasure and pain and we don't feel it. But it is not in my case. In my case, I even if you consider me as a soul, when there is a pleasure, when there is a pleasure or pain, I am feeling the situation because I am a soul. I am not the body, I am a soul. But I still feel some pain and pleasure when there is something affected onto my body. So how do I understand it? Please enlighten me." So this was a question asked by the king to the Brahmana in chapter 11. Beginning of the chapter. So Jadabharata has to go through all philosophical explanation using Sankhya, that how the different constituents of the body are nothing but the 24 elements of this material world created by the Supreme Lord. For the purpose of creation, he has to go through that and explain to him the individual component and how they function in terms of gross body, the five gross elements, the three subtle elements of mind, intelligence, false ego, and how the mind, intelligence, false ego, when absorbed in materialistic activity, will not give you liberation and it will bind you further and further. He explained that through the whole 11th chapter of this canto. You with me? Then the king is not very advanced like the Brahmana. So the king posed another question. "Sir,
You explain to me. Still I cannot understand. This is a very, very high level. Now, not only I have a respect for you, I understand that your knowledge in spiritual science is very high and very deep. And therefore, please tell me in broken, simple broken sentences are easily for me to digest. Can you do that? And also he said, now I know that you are a most elevated person on this planet. I could recognize you. And therefore, please explain to me what is your identity. Although you have got this knowledge, why are you acting like deaf and dumb? If I have a knowledge, I don't want to keep it to myself. I want to talk to people. I want to say that I know everything. I want to pretend. I want to show off my knowledge. But in your case, you have got such elevated spiritual knowledge, but still you are taking a role of a deaf and a mute person. Why are you doing that? What's the purpose behind that? Please, I am very much interested to know what's happening. Kindly explain to me your identity. Who are you? Why are you behaving like that? So, Jadabharat is now forced to explain to him. Although, as we discussed, it is not a very good thing for a person to talk about his fall down or his misfortunate position or his difficult times. Yet, Jadabharat did not mind because he thought, the king has got a potential. I will explain, and through my explanation, I am going to tell that the Supreme Lord is the cause of everything, that the Supreme Lord is behind my life, and by surrendering to the Lord, every birth he will take care. This aspect, Jadabharat wants to talk and explain to the king. And therefore, these three verses comes in conjunction, and then we understand it better. Yeah? So, in the 14th and the 15th verse, Jadabharat is talking about his past life as a king and eventually falling down to a deer. And in the deer, he was maintaining association with the sages, and therefore he got the body of a Brahmana. And now he's going to tell his fall down story, which is already narrated. Whereas the verse 14 and 15 explain about the fall down of a person, Jadabharat was very, very kind enough to us by giving a solution. He's giving an antidote for fall down by taking his own example as a fall down, and he's saying, I have fall down, I have gone through difficult times. And the only way, if someone doesn't want to fall down, is follow this verse number 16. What is that? Association of devotees. And in the association of devotees, one must chant and hear. Because I did not do. When I was Jadabharat, I was aloof, totally disconnected. And therefore, I was suffering. I have to undergo two more births as a deer and a Brahmana. Had I not associated. But now, because of a misfortune, I have gone through two more. So, Jadabharat explanation of this fact is not on a theoretical basis like us. He has gone through two lives. Imagine, two lifetimes. We are just going through this lifetime. But Jadabharat has gone through two lifetimes. He has seen it, and by the grace of the Supreme Lord, he has got the remembrance of the past, and now he is explaining. So how serious and how deep his realization and his consciousness would be. It is not based on theory. It is not based on books. It is not based on discussions. It is based on personal realization. Do we understand this? So all of us have to understand this point before we even go into the topic. Yes? No? Understand? How deep, how elevated the consciousness of this Brahmana Jadabharat before we even go into the topic. Right? Now, if you say Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 12 cantos there, lined up there in the shell. Now, the Srimad Bhagavatam, in one sense, is a story of fall down. One after another, one after another. Basically all the 12 cantos. Okay? Now, starting from the 10th canto, there are many fall downs. We are not discussing that, but just talking or thinking to ourselves, oh, there are a lot of fall downs and people repeatedly fall down and they make an endeavor and they get the grace of the Lord and then they go up. Okay? And then miraculously they escape wonderfully by the grace of the Lord, and then they stick on to the Lord and then they progress. So this is what Srimad Bhagavad means in one sense. I'm looking at one angle, right? The fall down angle. The 10th canto, we have discussed, or we will be discussing many times in the past and also in the future, that the story of Manigriva and Nalukuvera, they misbehaved in front of a devotee. Therefore, they fell down. They had a demigod body, but they have to get a body of a tree, mode of ignorance. Yeah? In the 9th canto, we'll be seeing the fall down of Saubhara Muni. He wants total isolation from the material world, totally disconnected, which Jadabharat did in the King Bharat life. Okay? He was totally disconnected. Saubhara Muni also did the same thing. He doesn't want to mingle anything, total disconnection. So he went into a river, a pond. He saw two fish mating. He could not control the senses. And he fell down from his position. In the 8th canto, we see the fall down of King Indradumna. He becomes a Gajendra. Again from the king, he became an animal. Serious fall down. King Indradumna was also in the mode of... he was also in the Bhava platform. He fell down. Same, similar situation. Very serious, sir. We have to understand. Now we are also going to discuss a case study from 3rd canto. Okay? A very serious case study involving the Lord. And how, here we see how Jadat Maharaj has fell down from the platform, Bhava platform. But we see in the third canto, a person in the Prema platform, they fell down. Can you imagine that? That we are going to discuss. And how serious is fall down? And what's the reason for fall down? You have to know all this. It's not enough, you know, to know certain things, you know, which is favorable to us. We should have a whole scenario to understand what is that which is making us. And why the fall down happens. Why the Krishna is made like that. We have discussed some of the components there. Okay? The 7th canto, of course, Hiranyakashipu is there. It's a fall down. One birth, again fall. Then in the 6th canto, the famous Ajamila. He was a Brahmana. A very, very pure Brahmana. Just because he had an association with the opposite sex in a very, very illicit manner, he fell down. Then in the 5th canto, we have Jadabharat himself. Then in the 4th canto, we have the story of Daksha. Because of his pride, because of his offense, he again got a body, a head of an animal, you know. And again he went down. Again he fell down. In the 3rd canto, this is the canto we are talking about. This is a famous story of fall down. What is that? The 3rd canto we are going to discuss, this case study, is... Yes. Jaya and Vijaya. They were living in the Vaikuntha planet. Just a reminder for us. Here, Jadabharat is on the Bhava. And then he became a deer and he went back. Again he got a Brahmana, mode of goodness form. But Jaya and Vijaya, they are the associates of the Lord. We discuss quickly, okay? Very quickly, the scenario bringing to this pastime. The four Kumaras, who are also an impersonalist, they bent upon, you know, worshipping on the impersonal aspect of the Lord. As we discussed, the Lord has got three realizations. This is imagining the Lord to be like a diffuse light. Light is coming everywhere, you know, like he's a big light. Through the light energy, Lord is working, he's going and managing different arrangements of the world. So that is a general understanding. They're worshipping Lord in an impersonal way, not personal. So these Brahma, four Kumaras, who are sons of Brahma, the creator of the universe, they were thinking that the Lord is like a light, like a person. Okay, they go about preaching and all that, but they're impersonalist. It so happened that once they came onto the doorway of Vaikuntha. You know the story? You know. They came to the doorway of Vaikuntha. See, the Lord is there inside. Inside Vaikuntha, there's a door, like our door. Like how Radha Vallabha has got a door, this Vaikuntha door. The door is there. Then the four Kumaras came there. The Lord has got a most very powerful, purest servants. Many servants are there who are guarding the door. They are known as Jaya and Vijaya. Two personalities, very pure, very elevated. They are the personal assistant of the Lord. Now, they prevented these four Kumaras from coming. See, actually it's a mistake, okay? So many people are coming inside. Sometimes we have to know the identity, isn't it? Because the Lord was taking rest. In order of so much love and affection for the Lord, these two servants, what they did was, basically it's an oversight or it's an accident, okay? What they did was, they thought that these people, how old are you?
Seven,
okay. They were 2 years younger than you. Although they were sages, you know, see, in sages means they're looking old, they'll be having a long beard, yeah? But these guys disguised in the form of 5-year-old children, like him. When you come, I don't recognize you as a big sage. Like a small child they were coming. So these four Kumaras, they were coming like the child. And the doorkeepers, confused. They got confused. Sages won't be, you know. Because we see Bhriga Muni and all that coming with a big sage and walking. Now, like a child. Vallabha, how old are you?
7.
You're overaged. We want 5-year-old. Anyone 5-year-old? 5-year-old?
6.
Anyone 5-year-old? No one. Okay, I want them to stand up so that we know it's like that. Very difficult. If a 5-year-old come, how do you know that they're a big sage? I will be confused. I will not take it. Because I'll ask them, do you know Hare Krishna mantra and all that? But anyway, the point being here, they were lost. They did not know. It's not their fault. Mistake. And therefore, they said, oh Lord is taking rest. Please stand here, boys. Don't come. Don't come into the altar like that. Don't come. Lord is taking rest. They did not know. But these two people, obviously they're not devotees. They got offended. You're stopping me from coming into the temple? What do you think you are? Sometimes we have this during Janmashtami. The security guy said, what do you think you are? I've been coming to the temple for 20 years. Sometimes I don't know if I did that, but what do you think you are? But unfortunately in Kali Yuga, we cannot curse. A Brahmana cannot curse. But those Brahmanas, they cursed and he said, you are stopping us from coming into the temple of Lord Hari. How dare you are? You know what you will get? You are not fit to be living here. You go down to the material world immediately. That's all. Immediately, the two gatekeepers, they knew from the way they talk, they are sage. Immediately what they did? Dandavats. That's what they should do. When someone is not allowing you into the temple, dandavats they will say, Prabhu, go. It's one of the tricks. You have to copy the Bhagavata. If you want success, copy the success. Yeah? If you want to be successful, copy Bhagavata. So, these two bodyguards, they immediately offered obeisances and put their weapons down. They were carrying four weapons like Lord Vishnu. The servants in Vaikuntha, they're just a replica of the Lord. They carry the same instruments like the Lord. Just like the Lord. So drop the and then fall at the sage. Then immediately the sage was still not happy. They were angry. I cursed like them. Then Lord Vishnu knows this. Yeah? Narayana came. Immediately the Lord rushed to the he emerged. In the pages of Bhagavatam, it says the Lord rushed, you know, and it is also commented by the Acharyas that when the Lord came, he came barefoot and on foot. He forgot his shoes. The Lord, when he goes, he wears his shoes and goes. Not in Vrindavan, though. That's a different one. But generally, I'm talking. The Lord forgot his shoes and he forgot the Garuda was standing. He said, I don't want it. And the Lord on his lotus feet was running and came to the doorway. And he looked at, you know, because the Lord knows everything. He looked at the four Kumaras and he said, oh, respectful Brahmanas, I have got a great regard because you are the pure Brahmanas. I respect you. You are almost like me. But if you want anything, you take from me. But why did you curse my assistant? Your cursing of the assistant is like cutting off my arm. They are my left arm and the right arm. My two dear servants, you have cut off. I can cut off my arm and give my arm to you, but don't take my servants. Don't curse them. These four Kumaras, they were confused. On one hand, the Lord is praising that you are the Brahmanas, you are like myself. On the other hand, you're telling us, cut the hand. I'm like a hand. I'm cutting off your hand. So the Lord is saying, you can cut off my hand. They're like my hands. He was apologizing. The supreme authority was apologizing to the four Kumaras. And he was regretting. But the four Kumaras did not budge. It's already cursed. No? But at that time, the Acharyas comment one more thing. That the four Kumaras had an impersonalist mentality. And therefore, the Lord did not allow inside Vaikuntha. For example, if someone is very offensive, we don't let him to the temple, right? The same way, Lord Acharya's comment, that the Lord did not like them because they are not like his devotees, who the Lord is attached, the devotees are attached. The impersonal attitude, okay? That was the one thing. And the second thing is, sorry? There are two things. One is that the Lord does not want, the Lord did not like, I forgot, because the Lord did not allow him. Maybe I'll get later, I'll tell you. Two things the Acharya's comment. One is that the Lord did not allow them because of impersonalistic mentality. The flow, I lost the flow. Maybe the Lord did not want me to say. So, two things. But the Lord was quite upset. You know, he did not even allow them to go into the Vaikuntha. So, in the doorway only, the four Kumaras went that side and the Lord went inside. Ah, thanks. Now I remember. Paramatma is sorry. The Lord does not want anyone to be angry on his devotees. Two things. Yeah. One, the Lord, because of the impersonal mentality. See, if we are worshipping on the impersonal aspect of the Lord does not like us. The Lord likes us to perform or to do devotion service to his personal aspect. Because we have to perform devotion service to the personal form of the Lord. That the Lord likes. And then, if you are angry with the devotees, you cannot come inside the temple room. See? They were angry and they are offensive to his own dear devotees. And therefore, the Lord did not allow them inside Vaikuntha. He said, bye-bye and go. That's it, over. Then, the Lord was very, very, very concerned about the fall down of Jaya and Vijay. He did not take it very lightly. He did not say, bye. You deserve it. Get lost. He did not do that. He was very, very concerned. He took it very seriously on himself. So that is the lesson we see here, where the Lord's reciprocating nature is seen. Okay? So, based on this, we understand that the Lord, we have to worship the Lord on the personal aspect of the Lord, and then we should not be upset with any of his devotees. Then we will not get the Lord's mercy. Now, why there is a fall down? Spiritual life is considered as climbing a mountain. It is not walking on the ground. Please understand. I am not saying. The scriptures are saying. Okay? Spiritual life is like climbing a mountain. When you climb a mountain, not everyone is interested. And not everyone will reach to the peak. Correct? There is always a chance of a potential falling over, fall down. Right? Because, let us see any mountaineering, climbing a mountain. It's not easy though. You are bound to fall at any time. It may be 10,000 or 100,000 feet. After 80,000 feet, there is a chance you may slip. This is what has happened to Jada Bharat. He has almost reached, 80-90%. Baba. And at the 90th floor, he fell down. Jaya and Vijay, 100th floor. They fell down. So, fall down is imminent for all of us. But, this is how Krishna is coupled. The scriptures also say that it is walking on a tightrope, on razor's edge. If you see, many Bhagavatam speakers would have given this. They'll be discussing or talking about it, right? Spiritual life means it's very difficult. Walking on a razor edge, any time it can cut. It's not easy though. One has to be sincere. But through Jada Bharat experience, through his pastime, we know or we learn that yes, there is an antidote for fall down too. Because the devotees, through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, explain us how to avoid fall down. Yeah? What is that? How do you avoid the fall down? Two things. Yeah? It should be go hand in hand. If one is missing, one will fall down. What is that? The first thing is, you should have complete faith and dependence on the infallible Lord. Do we have that faith? Complete dependency on the infallible Lord, Achyuta. Then, on the other hand, you should not have so much of faith. You must have some faith on yourself because you are fallible. Yeah? When this both goes hand in hand, then the person who falling down, right, it may not be a great fall down. The Lord will always bring him up. Now, if any one of this is missing, then it could be a very serious fall down. You understand the point? So what is that? Complete faith and dependency on the infallible Lord, Achyuta, and little bit of dependency. We need some dependency, right? If I have to walk, I have to depend on my legs. If I want to eat, I have to depend on my hands. So little bit dependency or little bit faith only on ourselves because we are infallible. And when these two are coupled, definitely one will not fall down. Just as an example, in the case of a mountaineer, how he has got this equipment in both the hands. He put that like a clip. It catches onto a rock. And then he puts that. He moves. He puts another one. When one of the hand is missed, or one of the equipment is not working, it's not going to go very high. Yes? He must use both his hands. And putting that equipment, whatever you call, to go up. So in the same way, one should also have this Both these factors coupled, and therefore one can go up and the Lord will also be helpful. The other thing we also learn in the fall down is, although Jadapara, the Bhava platform, he fell down, you know, as he fell down and became a deer, the Lord did not leave him high and dry. This is the power of devotional service. The Lord remembers in the text number 15, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, Swalpam Abhyasya Dharmasya. Yesterday, Parabrahma Prabhu gave the class. Swalpam Abhyasya Dharmasya. Little bit of devotional service will protect you from the most fearful and dangerous situation. And therefore, how important is this Krishna consciousness to us? Little bit of devotional service will protect us. Which government is giving us assurance? Which prime minister is giving the assurance? But here, we get the assurance from the Supreme Lord. That little bit of devotion will protect us. And to be in line with his words, Krishna protected Jadapara, although he was a deer. There is no need for Krishna to give the remembrance. But yet the Lord gave. Yeah. And then he was the deer life. What he did was, he completely understood. See, sometimes here, we try to understand or we identify a mistake after the task is done, after the work is done. In the same way, Jadaparat became a deer and then he realized, oh, I've stuffed it up. I should have associated with the devotee. Now, immediately when he came to senses in the body of a deer, he did not take any chance. He just went and caught hold of all the sages in the body of a deer. He had the consciousness of a person. How unique is that? How can it happen? The body, my body is deer, but my consciousness is like a human. It's a very difficult state. But yet, he went through that just to teach us. And then, he became Jadaparat. Now, having gone through the two lifetimes, will anyone take any chances? No. Yeah, but do you remember all your past life? That's the question. No. Do you remember your past life? That's the question. Unless you have the grace of the Lord and you remember your past life, you cannot be firm and fixed. That's why we discussed earlier in the class. Jadaparat has gone through a very serious and a deep realization. Our realization is based basically on a family aspect or whatever may be, or based on more on a theoretical level. We are still not practically, you know, realized things. Maybe on a superficial level. If so. If you know your past life, will you not surrender to the Supreme Lord? If I know that I was a dog in my previous life and someone gave me, threw a prasadam on me and then I became a devotee, how serious I will be? Because I was thinking that I was a demigod. And therefore my pride is up and I will not surrender to Krishna. If I know that I was a dog in my previous life, I will come begging for Krishna's mercy. Yes. That is why it's erased. Memory is erased. We have got impressions. This is a unique opportunity. That is why Jadabharat is on the pages of Bhagavatam. My name is not there. So, we talked about, so today, in short, let us see what we discussed. In order to explain the verse 16, we thought that we will learn the verse 16 in conjunction with 14 and 15 so that we get all as a set. This is a fall down story of Jadabharat. And therefore, Jadabharat was explaining to King Raghuguna. Okay, and it's not a very good thing to talk about for devotees, right? All of us will have a minor, major, whatever may be, critical fall down. But we are not willing to talk to others. But Jada Bharat here is openly discussing, in a private conversation, but opening his heart and talking, this is what I went through. I stuffed it up and therefore I was like this deer and I became a Brahmana. So we discussed that. And we saw a couple of points before understanding or jumping into the topic, the characteristics of Jada Bharat, in order for us to understand how deep his realizations are. And then we also discussed how to understand this fall down of Jada Bharat, we have to also review the previous chapters so that we know the incidents which has made Jada Bharat to open his heart to others. Because I am not going to discuss my private life to a person on the road. I want to keep it confidential. But here, Jada Bharat is openly discussing, which means that we should have some level of confidence in others and some trust. And what are the events leading to that? That also we saw. And then, we saw how in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are a lot of fall down stories. Eventually they fall down, and finally they get up wonderfully by the grace of the Lord. And they go back to Godhead. That we discussed. And we actually saw what is fall down. Because in spiritual life, yes, the structure is like that. If there are stairs, you need to, support to go. Isn't it? On a plain ground, you don't need a support. But when there is a stair, there is two support given to go up. That is the nature. So in the same way, spiritual life is like a climbing a mountain. And therefore, slip is already there, will be there. That is how it is structured. Fall down. We also saw what is fall down. And what is the antidote? Which, by discussing Jada Bharat pastime, we saw what is the antidote too. Yeah? And then, finally, we might end. So, and finally, to do justice to this verse, here, association is talking about, and Srila Prabhupada is talking about negative and positive. So in the previous verse, number 15, Srila Prabhupada is saying that one should avoid negative association. What is negative association? Association with worldly minded people, association with non-devotees. Rupa Goswami also says that in Nectar of Instruction, verse 2 and 3. Okay? Avoid worldly minded people and avoid non-devotees. Yeah? That we should avoid. Then, what is a positive association which is described in text number 16? Positive association means association only with devotees. And with devotees, what do? Go to movies? No. With the devotees, you chant and hear. That is what Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. He describes a life of a devotee. Right? Where does he say Krishna describes a life of a devotee? In Bhagavad Gita. He talks exclusively how my devotees are. Huh? I don't know. Which verse is that? Many are there, but the one I am thinking, who is my mind reader? Machitta madgada prana bodhayanta parasparam. He says, my devotee, they always like to talk about me. Conversing, when they talk with others, they want to talk about me. They want to include me. Like for example, if I have a good laptop, Apple, I'll talk to you. I've got Apple. My computer has got i7. Is that the latest one? i7 or i9? What is that? You don't know. Oh, then you are a devotee. So I have got i7. I want to talk about it. So in the same way, materialistic people, right? They want to talk about my house. Come to my house. I've got 5 bedrooms. Like that. No, I don't have it. I'm just saying. In the same way, devotees, they say, oh, how many rounds you have chanted? Have you came for Mangalarati? Did you see the Lord? Look at the beautiful Lord. What dress he is wearing today? So devotees talk like that. Yeah? So we see the personal beauty of the Lord. We are hearing the attribute of the Lord, the activities of the devotees, and that will enrich our day. Today, I thought, it's a good Friday, but I wanted to go a level higher. So I thought, how can this Friday be in the mode of pure goodness? By discussing activities of Krishna and his devotees, today, Good Friday will become Goodness Friday, the mode of pure goodness. That's the only way. Okay, so we will stop here and see if there are any questions or comments before we go. Mataji, I've heard many things about you. I'm hearing Bhagavatam every day. Some of your questions. What is your name?
Sylvia.
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 Sylvia. Okay.
Shiva.
Sylvia. Because I heard some of the speakers, of course, you know, they find it difficult to answer your question, but I will try, okay? Even I, once you post a question to Sri Krishna Prabhu also, but he came out because he's a very intelligent person, but I will try, okay? Please ask some mild questions.
Thank you for the nice class. My question is that you said about the fall down of
I have to think, okay. See, what happens is, the devotees are naturally attracted to the Lord. It is not a show, okay? Not someone is coming here and putting a tilak and say, I am a devotee of Krishna. It shows in the love, okay? Your love for your mother, yeah, or my love for my brother or sister, my wife, is not artificial. Yeah? It's a natural, right? You have a natural love for your brother, your sister, like that. So the devotees, they don't want to be without the Lord for a long time. Yeah? So the option here is, they've been cursed. So the option is, you be a very nice person, or someone says, you know, 7 days you don't come to the temple. Okay? And after that, I'll give you some brahminical work. But they say, you clean the men's toilet, tomorrow you can come to the temple. What will I do? I want to see Radha Pallava. What will I do? I want to come to the temple. So what I do, I go and clean up the brahmachari's toilet, which is very purifying for me. And the next day I end up coming to the temple. So in the same way, the devotees cannot be, the life and the existence is Krishna. It's not that they are acting. And therefore they cannot part with the Lord for a long time. So when given an option, they said, we don't mind becoming a bad person, but the quickly we come, it will be better for us. That's a deal. They stuck with the Lord. The Lord said, okay, the Lord was also happy. Okay, they want to come back. So 3 lifetimes they did some nonsense. Yeah? Basically, in one sense. But again, you know, that's the Lord's arrangement. And then they came back. Because they cannot wait for another 4 more births. Does that answer your question? See, the answer is, they want to come to the Lord very quickly or as early as possible. And the only option is they have to pick up the life of a demon. And they said, we don't care. A devotee does not care. As long as he gets the service of the Lord very quickly. Okay? The attitude of a devotee is to get the service of the Lord. And I don't mind. Someone kicks me. Someone shouts at me. Someone abuses me. We see in the case of Jadabharat. Someone sarcastically throw insulting words on you. I don't care. But I will preach. I will change the heart of a person. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Thank you for your good question.
Thank you, sir.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. So in this verse, Jalabharat is summarizing life as give up bad association and take up Shravanam and Kirtanam in the association of devotees. That's the summary. But he doesn't do that himself, meaning that he doesn't actually associate with any pious people. He gives up, and again he is alone, he is engaging. So, and he's above that, or that happens.
Now, based on Bhagavatam gives only an overview, okay? There could be incident. Jadabharat lived this lifetime. Say for example, at the time, Jadabharat, say for example, he lived for 8 years. Now, the lifetime that is described in Bhagavatam is only for a few years. So how do we know? We don't know. So we don't know what is behind it. So looking at the scenario of Jadabharat, he might have, because when he was a body of a deer, he could associate with the sages. Do you think that when he was in a Brahmana, he would not have associated? He would have. Because that's why he's glorifying now. The very reason, if I say Krishna is Supreme Lord, that means I know something about Krishna. I can't just talk like that. The very reason in this text number 16, he talks that, yes, one must associate, very strong words, he's throwing upon strong words. One must associate with the devotees, and with the associated devotees, one must chant and hear. That means he would have associated. One. Two, his preaching attitude is so much that he did not care whether the king was a materialistic person. But in line with the Goswamis, what he did was, he was trying to understand that although he was a Uttama, when he was teaching as a Madhyama, he wanted to differentiate. I will not teach to the people who are Kali worshippers because they are in the mode of ignorance. But I will teach to the king who has got some component of mode of goodness. Because a king in those days, a Rajarishi, and they got some component of goodness to listen to the Brahmanas. Because in the olden days, a king will listen to the Brahmanas. Although a king is predominantly on the mode of passion, yet he has got a component of goodness so that he can listen to the Brahmanas. That component, he was able to tap. Yeah? And he's mentioning that, not only that, he also remembers his past life as Maharaj King Bharat. He has done so much austerities, and the Lord is giving the remembrance. Say, if I've done devotion service for 20 years, and 2 years I'm away, you know, in a forest, Amazon forest, do you think I'll forget it? That remembrance is given by the Lord. Two lifetimes he has completely dedicated, and the third lifetime, definitely the remembrance. As Paramatma, intelligence, forgetfulness is all coming from Krishna. Is that okay, or did I confuse you? Because the Bhagavatam, first of all, is not sequential, and two, some of the pastimes are not completely given. You know, it just gives an overview for us to understand. Like in the temple, someone comes here and hears a Bhagavatam. That's it. It gives an overview. Okay, these guys every day they're discussing about Krishna, and we don't know, the temple is open from morning till night. We don't know, so many activities are there. But we are seeing just the pastime of a person in a few pages, in a couple of chapters only. But the conversation is important because 3 chapters or 4 chapters have been allocated to bring the deep realization of Jadabharat. Yeah? Okay. Hare Krishna, Gantaraj. Anyone, any questions?
Prabhuji, I just wanted to know, like you said that like the Lord, he didn't let the 4 Kumaras enter into Vaikuntha because they were impersonalists. But then why did the Lord show himself to the 4 Kumaras if they were impersonalists?
Because the desire of the person is to see the Lord. The Lord reciprocated with them because they are also very advanced in the sense, but the only thing is they did not do exactly what Krishna wants. Suppose if your father says 5 things, you do only 2 things, but still you are entitled for a prize. Right? So the desire is to see the Lord. So after seeing the Lord, they were completely happy. But the Lord said, you have upset my devotees, you have cursed my devotees, therefore I will not let you inside. Yeah, makes sense. Okay, so that is how it is. The Lord, yeah, he gave the darshan because they came with the desire to see the Lord. But the Lord did not let them in. Oh, you've seen me? And in one sense, the Lord said, okay, you've seen me? Get out. Because I'm not very happy with you. You have cursed my personal assistant, my dearest devotees. Therefore, you've seen me, you go. Like that. Many people here in the temple, Krishna is also a supreme Lord. Right? Our Radha Ballabha is a person, right? He's there. Krishna is there. The only thing is, he will only talk to pure devotees. Now, many devotees come. Smokers, drug addicts and all that. But they look at Krishna. Krishna, they can look at Krishna and go. But they will not be coming every day. Because the Lord doesn't reciprocate with them. Only when Krishna reciprocates, then you feel the love. And every day you want to come and you want to, you know, enhance your love. Right? Even with a husband-wife relationship, as you grow, you know. It's just, you know, relationship. So only when the other person has to be happy too. So many people come here, non-devotees, they come, have darshan of Krishna and they go away. Like that, you know. They saw the Lord, they were happy, they saw the beautiful form, they went away. They still, it was said that they have become a personless later after seeing. Because once you see the Lord, you become pure. Like Dhruva Maharaj also. Once you look at the Lord, all your material desire will go away. Now, it is said, okay, that this impersonalist, after seeing the Lord, they become personalist and they started worshipping the Lord. And then perhaps the Lord might reciprocate with them later, based on the service, the attitude. But he was upset because they did not treat his devotees well. And therefore he said, for the time being you go, like that. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nithai Gaurav Premanand.